News Services Division of Akashvani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events from the age jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur and in today's program, we take you to India's far northeast, high up in the misty mountains of Arunachal Pradesh, where one of the rarest animals on the planet quietly rules the slopes, the Mishmi Takin. We also explore the rich cultural heritage of the Chakeshang tribe of Nagaland and bring you a report on Mizoram's growing potential as an emerging travel destination. But first, let's head to Nagaland, which has taken a significant leap into the future of technology with the launch of its first ever drone school and drone center of excellence. The state-of-the-art facility was formally inaugurated on January 26 at the Nagaland GIS and Remote Sensing Center in Kohima by Chief Minister Nefu Reo. Here is more from our Kohima correspondent Asuno.
The pioneering initiative implemented by the Nagaland Geographic Information System and Remote Sensing Center under the Planning and Transformation Department aims to equip youth with advanced drone technology skills while promoting innovation-driven employment across the state. The drone school will offer DGCA-compliant remote pilot certificate courses along with short-term non-DGCA programs in first-person view flying, drone repair, and maintenance, drone data analysis and mapping. The first batch of 50 trainees sponsored by the Nagaland Skilled and Entrepreneurship Development Mission has commenced. Trainees will receive free training across multiple specializations along with placement assistance and industry linkages. The institution is equipped with modern classrooms, laboratories, simulators, assembly workshops and designated flying grounds at Chesema and Tizama under Kohima district. In addition, the facility will function as a center of excellence for UAV research, innovation and technical support to various government departments. The project has been allocated over 2 crore rupees under the state plan for the financial year 2025-26. With the launch of the drone school, Nagaland marks a decisive step towards technology-led growth and youth empowerment. For Notice Diary, Asunyo from Kohima.
Mizoram is witnessing a steady rise in tourist arrivals, drawn by its natural beauty, peaceful atmosphere and the civic sense of its people. The state's tourism sector is gaining momentum, aided by travel videos shared online by domestic and international visitors. Although some areas still need development, this growth is seen as a positive sign highlighting Mizoram's promise as an emerging travel destination. Our Aizawl correspondent Isaac files this report.
Mizoram's scenic landscape, breathtaking locations and the distinctive lifestyle of the Mizo people are increasingly capturing the attention of visitors. Many tourists have highlighted the strong sense of mutual respect and community among the people, a quality they say is rarely found elsewhere. The lifestyle in Mizoram continues to evolve, supported by initiatives introduced by the state government. At the same time, local communities are becoming more adept in hospitality, further enhancing the experience for tourists visiting the state. Although a large number of visitors arrive during the festive season, tourist inflow into the state continues unabated. Speaking to Akashvani News Aizawl correspondent at Solomon Temple, visitors from Delhi Srimati Sri Priya said that they had not experienced such scenic beauty and genuine hospitality elsewhere. They further described Mizoram as a peaceful and safe destination, particularly for women travelers, and recommended it as an ideal holiday location. She says,
I have exactly found that here. People are very friendly, helpful, and there is no element of fear. Like when we visited, everything is normal. Even the prices, if you have to go and buy the goods, they are all properly priced. There's no bargaining, there's no cheating. So it's very, very clean state and very organized. No traffic snarls. People are very patient. So that aspect of Aizawl, as far as the city of Aizawl is concerned, that I've noticed, and I feel really very happy and proud to be a part of this city.
The tourists, however, noted that despite its natural charm, certain areas of the state still require further development. They emphasized that if Mizoram continues to maintain its clean and healthy environment, along with its culture of mutual respect and commitment of truth, the state has high potential to attract a significantly larger number of visitors and emerge as one of India's most visited tourist destinations. A total of 8,29,839 tourists visited the state between January and December 2025. Of this number, 11,484 were foreign nationals, while the remaining visitors were domestic tourists. The department reported a 97% increase in domestic tourist arrival and a 112% surge in foreign tourists compared to 2024. Tourism officials attributed the significant growth partly to improved connectivity following the inauguration of the Bairabi-Sairang railway line by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in September 2025. The impact of the new rail link was evidently in monthly figures, with tourist arrivals rising from 30,507 in September 2024 to 95,885 in September 2025. December recorded the highest number of visitors during the year, with arrivals peaking at 1,33,530. Both domestic and foreign tourists visiting Mizoram during the festive season were seen attending church service and taking part in Christmas and New Year celebration, reflecting the state's strong cultural and religious traditions. For Notice Diary, this is Isaac from Akashvani News, Aizawl.
In a moment of immense pride for Nagaland and the Naga community, renowned Ao Naga folk artist and cultural icon Guru Sangyosung S. Ponginer has been conferred the Padma Shri Award 2026, one of the country's highest civilian honors. An 81-year-old torchbearer of indigenous heritage from Ungma village in Mokokchung district, Guru Ponginer has dedicated his life to preserving and promoting Ao Naga folk songs and dances. He has trained generations of young artists and carried Naga culture to national and international platforms. The Padma Awards were announced on 25 January 2026. We now bring you a report from our Kohima correspondent Asuno on the life and legacy of this legendary folk guru.
An 81-year-old cultural torch bearer from Ungma village in Mokokchung district, Guru Sangyosung Ponginer has devoted his entire life to safeguarding and promoting traditional Naga folk songs and dances. His journey into the world of folk arts began at a very young age, learning from village elders and his grandfather, who played a pivotal role in shaping his artistic foundation. Over the decades, Guru Ponginer has represented Nagaland at district, state, national and international platforms, earning widespread acclaim for his original folk compositions, which continue to be performed across the world.
My name is Guru Sangyosung Ponginer. I am 81 years old and hail from Ungma village in Mokokchung district, Nagaland. From an early age, I developed a deep interest and love for our culture and traditional activities. At a time when I was eager to learn more about our cultural heritage, I began interacting closely with elders and grandfathers, through whom I gained extensive knowledge of our traditions. With the knowledge I acquired, I was able to participate in various cultural events at the district, state, national, and international levels. Over the years, the government has recognized my contributions with several awards. In 2002, I was conferred the national award by the Sangeet Natak Academy. In 2014, I was honored with the title of Guru by the Northeast Zone Cultural Center, NEZCC, in collaboration with IGNU New Delhi. I also received the Governor's Award from the Government of Nagaland in 2017. Since 2024, under the Kala Diksha Program of the Ministry of Culture, Government of India, I have been mentoring 10 young learners in folk dance and folk songs. Today, I am deeply elated to have been bestowed with one of the country's highest civilian awards, the Padma Shri, by the Government of India. This honor would not have been possible without the support of many, especially the government, the State Department of Art and Culture, the district administration, tribal organization, the Ungma Village Council, and the people who stood by me throughout my journey. I would like to convey a message to all young people that it is very important to know your identity, culture, and traditions. I encourage all youngsters to learn and preserve our cultural heritage. My doors are always open to anyone who wishes to learn.
Thank you.
Siddhi Bangu Nora. Kadin Miner Mashanar Bo.
A revered teacher and mentor, Guru Pongana has trained thousands of young artists and personally mentored over 100 apprentices, ensuring the continuity of our Naga folk traditions across generations. His valuable contributions have earlier been recognized with several prestigious honors, including the Sangeet Natak Academy Award in 2002, the title of Guru by the Northeast Zone Cultural Center in collaboration with IGNU in 2014, and the Governor's Award by the Government of Nagaland in 2017. Since 2024, under the Kala Diksha Program of the Ministry of Culture, Government of India, Guru Pongana has been actively mentoring young artists in our folk Naga dance and songs, continuing his lifelong missions of cultural transmission. Guru Sangyusang S. Pongana's Padma Shri is not just a personal honor, but a moment of pride for Nagaland and the entire community, reaffirming the enduring value of indigenous culture in India's rich cultural mosaic. For Northeast Diary, Asunyo from Kohima.
The journey of Netaji Subhash Vidyaniketan began in Agartala, Tripura, in 1948. Established to provide quality education to children of refugees affected by partition, the institution gradually evolved into a center of academic excellence through dedication and perseverance. As the school concludes its Platinum Jubilee celebrations, this report looks back at its inspiring journey. Here is our Agartala correspondent, Suman Bhattacharji.
About 163 years ago in Tripura, during that reign, the first public school was opened in the northeastern region of India due to the dedicated efforts of then Maharaja Birchandra Maniko. The traditional trend of all-round progress in the field of education continued, and the same way continues in the field of girls' education. Following the path of light of education, this journey for all castes and tribes in different parts of the state has been moving in a good wind of enthusiasm. In the same vein, in the turbulent period of partition, the initiative of a group of socially conscious people influenced by the Shantiniketan way of education by Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore and great patriot Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. It was named as Netaji Subhash Vidyaniketan in 1948. The values of patriotism, the strict practice of discipline, and the diligent educational flow that carried the tradition of effective learning through Bengali medium certainly played a special role in becoming the name of ultimate success in Tripura's educational field in Agartala, said the school's alumnus, eminent educationist, MBB University resident Dr. Sumanto Chakraborty.
Netaji Subhash Vidyaniketan almost completed 78 glorious years, and After the independence, the school was established with the help of few people who want that the migrated people should get proper education. Keeping that in mind and the Netaji legacy, the school was established and it is one of the best pioneer school, not only in the state but in the entire Northeast. The students passing out from this school are now working in India, in abroad, in various prestigious posts. This is the Bengali medium school and the school is maintaining its legacy.
This institution has also added cultural practice to the excellence of education to an essential extent. Therefore, the benefit of regular practice is one of the achievements of the students of this school. In fact, patriotism, values, discipline and rational mentality shines brightly in the sky of knowledge and plays a catalyst role in the sophisticated premises of cultural service. So says the school's former student and teacher, eminent artist of the state, Sudipto Shekhar Mishra.
Jai Hind. Celebrating the Platinum Jubilee of Netaji Subhash Vidyaniketan is a momentous occasion, especially for someone deeply rooted in the cultural and educational fabric of Agartala. As a premier institution that has shaped generations, its journey is not just about building, but about the legacy of discipline, patriotism, and the arts that it instills. Given my background as a musician and educator, the milestone likely resonates with my own several levels.
In fact, even the prolonged final phase of Platinum Jubilee celebrations that began during the COVID-8 period, this educational institution is as if it was a creation of equal beauty, Netaji Subhash Vidyaniketan, one of the Bengali medium educational institutions of Tripura, is still vibrant with the same passion and youthfulness to introduce the world of education to the ever new aspect of prosperity. For Northeast Diary, Shuman Bhattacharji, Akashbani Agartala.
A site in Mangmu village under the Manibong Dentom constituency of Gazing district in the state of Sikkim has drawn archaeological attention after stone structures resembling a megalithic burial site was identified. According to preliminary observations by a researcher associated with the Archaeological Survey of India, the discovery could offer fresh insights into the region's ancient past. Here is a report from our Gangtok correspondent, Dili Ram Dulal.
Archaeological Survey of India, ASI researcher Hari Chandra Sharma said the matter came to notice about a month ago after photographs of unusual stone formation circulated on social media prompting a field visit. He observed upright standing stone, slab-like formation and aligned structure that could indicate burial makers or platforms. Sharma clarified that the findings are at an initial stage and have not yet been scientifically verified through excavation or carbon dating.
This is a groundbreaking discovery for Sikkim's archaeological heritage and Sikkim's ancient history. A megalithic site, which can be estimated over 2,000 years old, first millennium AD, has been identified in Middle Mangmu Ward in Tentam block of Gazing district in West Sikkim. Our preliminary surface survey says that the site features prominent standing menhirs, a slab-lined burial structure, aligned stone formation, typical of megalithic cultures across Northeast India, and even it can be matched with South Indian Neolithic also. It looks like the same. Potentially the first documented megalithic site in the state and in sub-Himalayan region also. Adding immense cultural value, this site has Buddhist inscriptions which has been discovered on stone slabs also. There are stone slabs which is Buddhist inscriptions are there. The important thing is that the particular inscription displays characters that strongly resembles, of ancient Brahmi script with Ranjana-like features. Though it is yet to be deciphered and it is yet to be studied, but our preliminary studies shows that. And there is an old structure in deteriorating condition built with material similar to historic Sikkim landmarks. This may be the remains of ancient Rabdinse era palace or residential place of worship from early Buddhist or pre-Buddhist times. I'm not saying it's of exact time, but it can be of pre-Buddhist times also. And the features clearly shows that site has been inhabited by human continuously for a very long period of time. The site says like that to us. And the spanning period of megalithic traditions and later historical phases. The spanning period might be of this time. And we have written a letter to Culture Department, Government of Sikkim, and they have initiated by forwarding the letter to Archaeological Survey of India, Raigan Circle, and hopefully, let's see, team from Archaeological Survey of India will arrive soon, and we'll go through an intensive exploration to find out more, and if possible, the excavation will be also done.
Local elders recalled that the arena was traditionally avoided due to long-held belief, while villagers became aware of its possible archaeological value only recently. Sarma said ASI can conduct a formal survey only after an official request from the state government. If confirmed, the site could offer valuable insight into Sikkim's prehistoric past. With Moinak Chatterjee, Diriram Dulal, Akashvani News, Gangtok for Northeast Diary.
From the bustling plains to the silent heights of the eastern Himalayas, India's wildlife tells stories that often go unheard. Today, we journey to the mist-covered mountains of Arunachal Pradesh, home to one of the world's rarest animals, a symbol of strength, balance, and fragile survival. Meet the Mishmi Takin and discover how one remote town is turning conservation into a way of life. Here is a report.
Today, we are taking you to India's far northeast, high up in the misty mountains of Arunachal Pradesh, where one of the rarest animals on the planet quietly rules the slopes, the Mishmi Takin. Now picture this, a heavily built golden brown goat antelope with a strong body and arched nose and a thick shaggy coat built to survive icy Himalayan winters. That's the Mishmi Takin. And despite its bulky frame, this animal is an expert climber, confidently moving across cliffs and rocky mountain terrains like it owns the place. The Mishmi Takin calls the eastern Himalayas home, from northeastern India to parts of northern Myanmar and southeastern Tibet. Here in Arunachal Pradesh, especially around the Dibang Valley, these animals roam forest, alpine meadows and rocky high-altitude zones, sometimes at heights of up to 4,500 meters. And nature has equipped them well. Short, sturdy legs, broad hooves for balance and even oily skin secretions that coat their fur, all helping them survive the cold, damp mountain climate. But the Mishmi Takin isn't just a mountain marvel, it is also an ecological hero. By grazing on grasses, shrubs and bamboo, it helps regulate plant growth and even aids in seed dispersal, keeping the fragile Himalayan ecosystem in balance. Sadly, this incredible species faces serious threats. Habitat loss, competition for resources and hunting driven by the traditional medicine trade. Now let's bring you to Anini, the remote and breathtaking headquarters of Dibang Valley District. Often described as an emerging adventure destination, Anini is known for its raw, untouched Himalayan beauty. It is also the natural habitat of the Mishmi Takin. In a powerful move towards eco-friendly tourism and conservation, a statue of the endangered Mishmi Takin was recently unveiled right at the heart of Anini town. The unveiling was led by Honorable MLA cum advisor to the Minister of Tourism, Sri Mopi Mihu, along with district officials. The statue isn't just a landmark, it's a symbol of Anini's commitment to development that respects and protects its rich biodiversity. The event carried a strong environmental message. Flowers were planted along the Mishmi Takin point, adding beauty while reinforcing conservation values. Officials and participants also took a collective oath, pledging not to kill or consume wild meat and to stand firm in protecting wildlife and nature. With enthusiastic participation from department heads and administrative officers, the message was loud and clear. Development and conservation must go hand in hand. From the high Himalayan slopes to the heart of Anini town, the Mishmi Takin stands tall, not just as a rare species, but as a reminder of a responsibility to protect the natural world. This is Abhishek Mukhopadhyay for Northeast Diary.
Nagaland is home to 18 major tribes, each with a distinct and vibrant cultural identity. Every tribe has its own customs, language, traditions, and style of dress. This rich diversity is beautifully reflected in their colorful attire, traditional jewelry, and intricate beadwork. Today we get to know one of the prominent Naga tribes, the Chakeshang. The Chakeshang people are largely settled in Phek district, in the southeastern part of Nagaland. Let us learn more about the Chakeshang Naga tribe from our Kohima correspondent, Asuno.
Formerly known as the Eastern Angami, the present-day Chakeshang tribe is considered as one of the most progressive in terms of social, political, and religious life. The Chakeshang people belong to two major language groups, Chokri, Kejia, and Sangtam, and derive their name from their initials, Chakeshang. Cha stands from Chokri, K for Kejia, and Sang for Sangtam. The name Chakeshang was unanimously approved by tribal leaders and administration at a meeting held in Chisami in 1945. Three major languages were spoken among the Chakeshang people, Chokri, Kejia, and Pumai, with slight variation in tone depending on the region and village. Apart from Pak district, Chakeshang settlement can also be found in Kohima, the state capital, and Dimapur, the commercial hub of Nagaland. The Chakeshang people are known to be hardworking and largely economically self-reliant. Chakeshang traditional attire is marked by vibrant hand-woven shawl and garments featuring symbolic geometric patterns that reflect social status and significant life events. Notably, Chakeshang weaving has been granted geographical indication status, legally protecting the craft and its unique cultural identity. Traditional designs include horizontal band, intricate woven motifs, needlework, and hem edges. Certain shawls were traditionally reserved for warriors and the affluent, symbolizing honor and achievement. Sikrine is the most important festival of the Chakeshang people and is celebrated on 15 January every year. It is a joyous pre-Sovin New Year and purification festival. The festival involves religious ceremonies and rituals during which young boys and girls are sanctified. Another significant festival is Sakenye. Earlier observed at the end of the third lunar month of March, it is now celebrated annually on 6 May. It is a celebration of year's satisfying harvest and greatly welcoming the fertile spring season. Chakeshang tribes are settlers of Pak district. Pak is a hilly district rich in dense vegetation and diverse flora and fauna. The district derives its name from the word Pekre Keje, meaning watchtower. Pak has been named as a land of tradition. For Northeast Diary, Asunyo from Kohima.
And with this, we come to the end of the edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and do take good care of yourself.
Northeast Diary program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in.
This program was presented by Vinita Thakur and produced by Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.